Just Emor. So we begin the parsha. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. God said to Moshe, Emor el hakonim b'nei Aaron ve'amarta alehem. Right? Say to the Kohanim, the sons of Aaron, and tell them. And it goes on to say, Lenefesh lo yitame ba'amav, that the Kohanim should not become tame. The Farshim pick up on the problem in this pasuk. There's an extra word. It says that lashon of emor twice, right? Vayomer Hashem Moshe, emor el kohanim ben Aaron, say to the kohanim, the sons of Aaron, ve'amarta alehem, and say to them, yeah, we got it, emor. Why ve'amarta alehem, and say to them? So this double lashon, Rashi famously goes in and tells us in the first Rashi on the parsuk, emor ve'amarta, lahazhir gedolim ala ketanim. This is a charge that the parents, the Kohanim, the father and mother Kohanim, should go ahead and lahazir gedolim al ketanim, that they should teach their children to go ahead, not enough for you to know the halacha, that a Kohen can't become tamei meis, but also you have to teach your children. Now what's interesting is, this is the source, one of the major sources for a parent going ahead and teaching a child. What's very interesting, the Lubavitcher Rebbe points out, is we find by three places in the Torah this idea of an extra lashon to go ahead, where we're told that the parents have to go ahead and teach the children. And what are these three cases where the Torah goes ahead and the Torah urges us to teach our children? One case is not to eat shrutzim, not to eat insects, right? It's a toevahi, it is an abomination, not to eat insects. The second case where the Torah goes in and tells us to teach our children is the case of not drinking or eating blood. Again, and the third case is here, where the Kohanim parents are told to teach your children about this idea of not being metame meis. The Lubavitcher Rebbe says, what is the connection of all the mitzvahs in the Torah, all the isurim in the Torah, to tell us to go ahead and to teach your child? It's dafka these three. What is the connection between these three? And the Lubavitcher Rebbe says, the first, not to eat a sheretz, not to eat an insect, that's something which is so low, which is so, it's almost like, why do you even have to tell anybody not to eat a sheretz? You know, like they have these locusts, these grasshoppers, the chagav, that are kosher. Or they say, is there a mesora, not a mesora? There's a machlokes, which grasshopper it is. The famous video of Rav Schechter going ahead, a guy giving him one of the grasshoppers sold in the Bible Museum here, Rabbi Nassen Slifkin's Museum, and him eating the grasshopper, a little bit cringy, I'll be honest. But it's not one of those things where you're like, oh man, yeah, the grasshoppers, they're OU now, or, you know, the grasshoppers are kosher. Great, I can go ahead, I can, where are those chagavim? You know, I gotta get me some grasshoppers. In fact, it's one of those things we find abhorrent, we find it's disgusting, we find, ugh, who would eat something like that? It's so beneath you, it's so foreign to you. The Lubavitcher Rebbe says the first lesson is, even if somebody is involved in something that seems so low, so abhorrent, even gross to us, he's still not too far away. We can't turn our back on such a person. We have to go ahead and have patience, love, to try to bring such a child or such a person back. Everybody can change. The second case is we're told to tell our children not to eat, not to drink blood. Where does that come from? That comes from 210 years of Mitzrayim. We know part of the Avodah Zarah of the Mitzrim was that they would go ahead and drink blood, and this became part of the many Jews there were over the Avodah Zarah. Something that they became used to for years and years. Lubavitcher Rebbe says this is the second category. Sometimes something can be so ingrained in you. It can be so much a part of you. You're doing a certain act for so long, such a long time. I can't change. Come on. Lubavitcher Rebbe is saying, no. We have to tell our children, we have to tell them, no. No matter how long you've been involved in a negative behavior, you have the ability to change. You can go ahead, you can move away from it. And finally, this week's parsha, that the Kohanim to tell their children about Tami Mace. What is this? Tami Mace, there's no logical reason. It's not something that works. There's a Tumah. I don't see Tumah. Even when things may seem illogical, we have to have the ability to be mevatel our das to Hashem, to be willing to go ahead and to take steps even when we don't understand. We don't have a reason, but we are mevatel ourselves, we negate ourselves to the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says this is the thread that ties these three things together. It's here to teach us three lessons. The Shratzim are those something who needs someone so low would do that? Even someone so low could go ahead, could be brought back. We speak to him. Blood, something that they did for so many years, became part of, that we adopted from the Mitzrim. You can change. Doesn't matter how long you're doing these behaviors for. And finally, even when it's something we don't understand, we have to be able to take that ultimate step to say, we don't know a thing. Hashem knows everything. Another very beautiful idea is from my wife's grandfather, Rav Yaakov Weinberg, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. He quotes his first pasuk, right, of the double lashon, and Rashi famously tells us it's Lahazir Gidolim Al Haketanim, to go ahead that the older Kohanim should teach this to their children, to tell them. And this is one of the major sources for Chinuch Banim. This is one of the major sources, not just by Kohanim, but by that a parent has to educate their children, is from this. This halacha of a father Kohen teaching his son about not being metame. Rav Yaakov Weinberg, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the former Rosh Hashiva of Nei Yisrael, asks a great question. He says, I don't understand. If you want to teach a lesson to all Jewish children, so choose a halacha that applies to everybody. Why do you choose such a specific halacha that only applies to a very small subsection of the Jewish people? Kohanim. Right? Emor ela Kohanim b'nei Aaron v'amarta alehem l'nefesh l'itame v'amav. Ah, Emor teaching you l'hazir gedolim al katanim. The parents have to teach their kids. If this is why you want to extrapolate from this to learn that parents have to teach their kids in many other areas, why does it go ahead? Why do we learn it from what? From Kohanim. Do it a situation of some Isser that applies to everybody. To Yisraelim, to Levim as well. Why specifically from this case? And he gives such a brilliant answer. He says, so much of education is, you tell your kid, I don't want you watching that movie. But Abba, my friends are watching it. They're going to be watching it at the sleepover party. But my friends can. My friends do this. Who has that more than the sons, the children of Kohanim? Can you imagine they're going to play a little baseball game in some part, and the father has to say, wait a second. Are we sure there's no dead, no bones there? There's no dead people there? But Dad, everybody else is going to play there. I'm sorry, son. You're not everybody else. That famous, but everybody else. Who has this more than Kohanim? No one has it more than Kohanim. You can't this, you can't that. But why can't they? Because the father has to teach his child. You're a Kohen. You're special. You're the one who's going to do the avod in the Beis HaMikdash to go to a place that's so holy that the Shekhinah of Hashem stays upon it. On top of it, being holy means being different. Being different means acting different, behaving differently. All Jews are different. We are all chosen. Kohanim are unique. They're chosen for a specific task. But all of our children are Jewish children. and Jewish children, but everybody else in the world, everybody else in the world goes crazy over some stupid Met Gala, people dressing up like it looks like Purim. It's Purim. The Met Gala is Purim. Wearing the most ridiculous clothing or not wearing clothing, dressing like cats. I mean, insanity. And this is what people are sitting there on their phone. Ooh, look at this. Wow. Spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on this. Crazy. We are not everybody else. We are banim lamako, and we're children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher bachar banu mikol am ben v'nasan lanu es toraso. We live higher. We don't care about what everybody else is doing. We don't need to see Instagram. We don't need to see Facebook. We definitely don't need to see TikTok. We need to see the Torah Kedosha. And when we educate our children, this is how we have to educate them. This is the why, this is the source. Because who has this more than the Kohen teaching his child? But what does the Kohen say? You're special. Yes, certain things you can't do. But it's because you're unique. It's because you're uplifted. And this is how we have to educate our children. If Judaism is just a whole list of can't, nope, sorry, nope, then why would our children want to do it? Why would they want to continue it? But if Judaism is about how unique, how special, and our mission and chosenness, it happens to be when you're this type, certain things, of course, you're not going to do. Then it's a completely different mode of education. And that's why it's specifically from the B'nai Kohen, Lahazir Gedolim Al HaKetanim. Another very beautiful idea that I have to mention is in this week's Parsha, we go ahead and we talk about the Yomim Tovim, the Chagim. And it tells us in Perek Chaf Gimel, Pasuk, it starts in Aleph, it's pretty much the whole Perek, but the introduction is by Dabar Hashem Moshe Lemar. Dabar El B'nei Yisrael V'yamart Elohim, Mo'adei Hashem Asher Tikru Osam Mikroi Kodesh Elohim, Mo'adei. These are the special Yomim Tovim, right? My appointed festivals. Now you would assume that right now it's going to talk about Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, but it doesn't. It says, these are my Yomim Tovim, my Mo'adim. And what is the next pasuk? Pasuk Beis? Sorry, pasuk Gimel. Sheshes yomim teasa melacha uvayom ashvi shabbos shabboson mikra kodesh kamelacha lo tasu shabbos hu lashem b'chol moshroseichem. Shabbos. What? You just told me that these are my chagim, my moadim. And then what does it do? Sheshes yomim. It tells me about Shabbos. And then the next pasuk Dalid. These are the Mo'adim. Back to the Mo'adim. You start a pasuk saying, these are my holidays. Instead of speaking about the holidays, it talks about Shabbos. Then another pasuk, these are my holidays. You know, it's like, psych, just kidding. But now we're really going to do it. And it goes, B'chodesh HaRishon, B'arbasah, B'chodesh, Ben Arbaim, Pesach Lashem. Then we have Pesach. Then we have the Omer. And then we have, right, Shavuos. And then we have Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot. Shmini Atzeres. But what's going on? Why does it say Yom Tovim? Shabbos? Now, back to the Yom Tovim. How does Shabbos fit into this? Rav Moshe Feinstein asks this question and gives such a powerful answer. He says we can't speak about the Mo'adim without also speaking about Shabbos. Because Shabbos and the Mo'adim are like two sides of a coin. On Shabbos we testify, Vayechulu Hashemayim v'aretz v'chol tzva'am Bayech Elohim Bayom Hashvi'i. On Shabbos we testify that God created this world in 6 days and rested His Shechina, His presence in this world, Shabbos, Shavas, on the seventh day. Shabbos testifies that God created the world. That is step one. Once we recognize and we realize and we know that God created the world, only then can we have Yom Tov. What is Yom Tov? Yom Tov, Rav Moshe says, is that God is still in control, is involved with the world, is the master and controller of nature, is the manhig ha'olam. He didn't create the world and leave, but God is still involved with the world. And how do we see that? Pesach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Makos. Hashem splits the Yam Suf. Shavuos. God didn't just create the world, but there's a mission for this world. There's a plan for this world. There's an instruction book for this world. It's called the Torah HaKadosha. That's what it is. It's exactly the story that they tell Rav Chatzka Levenstein when his daughter got a toaster, and she takes out the toaster and out falls a little booklet. And he sees the booklet and he says, "What is that?" She says, "It's the instruction book for the toaster." And he picks up and he's looking at this 10, 20 page booklet, and he's looking at this, he's so excited. His daughter's, "What are you so excited?" He says, look, for a little toaster with two knobs. It comes with a book. It comes with an instruction manual. Could it be HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world? So complex. How many millions of parts of every eye in an eyeball? And God wouldn't give us an instruction manual, the Torah. Shavuos, we got that instruction manual for the world. Because Hashem's still involved with the world. And finally, Sukkot. They were in Sukkot. We spent 40 years in Sukkot. 40 years in the desert, where Hashem provided us with the Be'er of Miriam, the Man, the Anani HaKavod. Hashem didn't just create the world, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still involved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pulling the strings as the master of Teva, of nature. He says, this is why, when it starts with the Mo'adim, we can't speak about the Mo'adim without speaking about Shabbos. Because these are the two most important points of Emunah. Number one, God created that world, this world. And number two, through the Chagim, we see He's still involved with this world. This is Rav Moshe Feinstein. Beautiful idea.